You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 179. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the overly hydrated and caffeinated John Brownstone. Lots of water, lots of caffeine.
Yep.
Separate. You've drunk actual plain water.
Yeah.
And lots of coffee.
Yeah.
Separately.
3 cups of coffee.
And how many cups of water?
4 or 5.
Are you a camel? A caffeinated camel? Caffeinated camel, that's you. You're a caffeinated
camel.
Someday. Oh, Lord, we are recording on Wednesday. We're going to move on now and get into, like, the actual episode.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. This week, we're talking about something that's actually not so fun, but I think it's much more common than people realize.
Mm-hmm.
It's this phenomenon of getting out of sync with your DS partner.
Yeah.
One of you is feeling your role and the other one's not so much. So, what do you do? How do you handle it? Well, we'll try and talk about that. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education. Show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite podcast app. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review wherever you listen to us to help other kinksters find us. You can follow the show on Twitter at LovingBDSM, on FetLife at LovingBDSMPC, on Instagram at that handle I will forever fucking hate. I don't care how cheerfully I say that, I will still hate it. LovingDS in the number one, so it's LovingDS1. Stupid ass handle. Or you can follow us on YouTube. Subscribe actually on YouTube at youtube.com/lovingbdsm, where you can actually watch us live stream the podcast episodes. So right now we're on Wednesdays. We do this on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Yep. And all links that we may mention, including our social media and blah, 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 are in the show notes. As always, a big thank you and shout out to our kinky patrons on Patreon. Without you, we could not do some of the things that we are doing and trying to do and we'll be talking about doing and all of the doing. There's so much doing because we have kinky patrons. Yeah, I know. I was like, I stuttered like right in the middle. Like I was on a roll and then I lost it. I spent one of those kind of days and weeks. Professionals would retake this and edit it and we nope. No, we're not going to do that.
This is live.
This is live and this is real. This is so real. So we encourage anybody who can afford to do so to become a kinky patron. You get access to a live Q&A every month, which we have to figure out when we're going to schedule because we have family in town for the weekend we would usually do it. And we put out a bonus section. Try saying section instead of sex. Sex is, there's nothing wrong with sex. Sex is good. But I meant section, bonus section. If you are a proud cricket who stays all the way to the end and you like that last 15, 20, sometimes 30 minutes of us just like shooting the shit, we do that once a month for patrons only. So it's patreon.com/KaylaLords, patreon.com/KaylaLords. You cannot search us on Patreon. We are considered adult content and so we are hidden. So you either have to go directly to it, patreon.com/KaylaLords, or click the link in the show notes. And you will get to it, and then you can sign up and become a patron and help us do more of the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, before we get started, officially started, we do have a sponsor, and I love it. I gotta stop singing, because nobody is happy about that. So, our sponsor this week, we want to welcome The Cage.
The Cage.
They are a BDSM community. You'll find them at The Cage, thecage.co. They are an alternative. If you're thinking, I don't want to be on FetLife or I've had bad experiences on FetLife, you're looking for another place to grow your online kinky community, The Cage is it. They have members from around the world. When I went on earlier today, I saw plenty of US people online, but I saw people from the UK and other countries there. So no matter where you are in the world, you'll probably find somebody.
Nice.
But because it's online, you can also connect with people from around the world. And it is a community managed by kinky people for kinky people. So these people are kinky.
Ah.
They understand kink.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. And you get a lot. You get a lot before you even register. So there's, you can browse local member profiles. You can chat with people. Now you do have to register to be able to chat. You can read personal blogs or you can write personal blogs. So if you've got kinky stories in your head or you want to like share your DS journey, but maybe you don't want to start a blog and the way that I start blogs, you could possibly do it there. Now I have, as a blogger, I have thoughts, but if you ever want to be a blogger, we could talk about that privately, because I'll give you my thoughts on what you should do with your content as a blogger. But if you just want a place to share your thoughts within a community, and you kind of do it on FetLife too, or you have done it on FetLife, the Cage might be a really good alternative. So they've got a discussion board. They've got tons of profiles. They have personal ads for all orientations, all ways of identifying. I really liked on their sign-up form. It's not a binary with gender. Like, you've got a lot of choices to identify yourself if you choose to. They also have a BDSM podcast list. And of course, we're on it. We have been on it for a long time. But for everybody listening who's like, wait, where can I find more BDSM podcasts? You can go look at that list without doing anything else. You could just go to thecage.co and it's right there and you'll find some podcasts. Several of them are podcasts that we have listened to in the past or that we listen to now that we really respect. People we've heard of, some really good podcasts, some newer, smaller podcasts who you might not have discovered yet. So I definitely recommend that. Now, they have two levels of membership.
Okay.
Free is their basic. Their basic one is free. You get access to basically everything we've described. You can make a profile and you can chat and you can post things and all of that stuff. But you can also upgrade. And all I know is that it's modestly priced. I do not think it's a lot of money, but I did not see it directly on the website. So I'll have to ask to find out how much that is per month. But right now, it doesn't matter. Because listeners, watchers, you get, because you're connected to us, 2 weeks of premium free. And you don't have to leave a credit card. Like, isn't that the worst part of signing up for a free thing? But I'm like, shit, I got to give you payment information so you can charge me when I forget in 2 or 3 weeks. Nah, not here.
Nice.
Yeah. You go to the Cage, you sign up, you put in the special code, LOVINGBDSM, of course, and you get full access for 2 weeks and you get everything we've described. Plus you get unlimited, is it unlimited instant messaging? I want to make sure I say it right, y'all. I want to make sure I say it right. Yep. Unlimited instant messaging, live chat rooms, and more. So all that basic stuff that already sounds pretty good, you're going to get at the free level. But if you go to premium, you'll get even more and you get it for 2 weeks for free by using the code LOVINGBDSM because the Cage is a cool sponsor. Also, I kind of have this rule where I'm like, oh, I want to talk about you. I want everybody to know about you. What are you, where are you going to give my peeps?
Hook them up.
You got to hook them up. Exactly. Right. So you can decide thecage.co. Decide for yourself. Go click around and look before you give up any information. If you like what you see, sign up. Use that code for 2 weeks. And then after that, then decide, is it worth the money or do you just want to be a basic member? So
there you go.
Yeah. Very excited. Thanks to the Cage for sponsoring
this week's
episode. So, and we will have their link in the show notes if you're like, damn it, I'm doing other things. I do not have time to be trying to get to a website while you're talking about it. We will have the link later. Do not worry. Okay. So now we're ready to get into the actual episode.
Okay. And away we go.
So this really started on Monday. The Monday of the week we're recording. Because, as we've talked about for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, you're finally child-free. If I want to shout this episode across the damn house, I can because I don't have to worry about children listening. I'm not going to because y'all's eardrums could not handle it, but I could. They're gone. We woke up at an ungodly hour on Monday morning, 4:45, before the alarm went off, by the way. We might have been a little excited. They were in the car headed down the road with their grandmother before 5:30.
Yeah.
It was glorious. Also, we were exhausted.
Yes.
What we should have done is just gone and laid back down and said, screw it. Our day is just, we're not starting our day the way we planned. But we did not do that. We were not, we're not smart about it.
We're gluttons for punishment.
Right. So we were like, we have things to do. We need to go to the grocery store. We need to go do this. We need to go to, I had a little bit of work to do.
We had family for the weekend. We were eating out of house and home.
I know. We had stuff. So we went about our day. I'm like, my eyes didn't even want to open. They, you know that tired when they just burn? You're like, oh, can I shut my eyes? That was me. And so we tried really hard to have kinky fuckery.
Yeah,
we
did.
Because we were supposed to have some kinky fuckery. Like, for because real.
We had been talking about this since we found out the kids were going to go with grandma.
Yeah, we had.
And we were like, first thing we're going to do as soon as those taillights are heading down the road.
We were going to be naked and screaming. That was the plan.
And did it go that way at all?
No.
No.
No, it did not.
Nope. And when we finally got to the kinky fuckery that night.
Oh, my God.
It was...
We were so out of sync. We were completely out of sync.
It was the best way to describe it, as much as I hate to say it, it was foobarred.
It was so foobarred.
Fucked up beyond all recognition and then some.
So here's, from my perspective on it, because I think we probably have differing perspectives.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to my spanking. I knew I was going to finally get my bedtime spanking. And my bedtime spanking is, I'm naked, ready to get in the bed. I'm bent over the bed. And you're going to come at me and hit me with something. And who knows what will happen from there. But actual full impact on butt.
Yep.
That is what is supposed to happen. And since we had had no energy through the day to do middle of the day kinky fuckery.
No.
Like we had planned. I was like, this is our moment. This is our moment. Here's the problem. One, I did want it. I desperately wanted it. Also, two, I was exhausted. So I was a cranky baby girl. And the way I was positioned, my legs hurt and my feet hurt. And I was hot. I mean, I really was hot. I had like a just... I burst out, like, almost not a hot flash, but felt a little bit like, kind of like what I'm going through right now, because I'm kind of hot and sweaty. And I was just, I was uncomfortable, and nothing was right, and I was already feeling it. And what I should have done was gone, nothing feels right, something's off. But I looked at it as, this is our opportunity. This is our time, first day kid free, I'm getting my fucking spanking. And so, things were already off with me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you... came out of the gates.
I was like
swinging.
I was like a bull charging after that cape.
No warm up. No easing into it. No little soft touches first. Nothing loving about it. And you know what's funny? Because I think when you hit me really hard, that is a loving thing. Because we both enjoy it. But there is a way that you sometimes are kind of gentle and you kind of, none of that. He came out like he was trying to hit home runs against my ass.
I had a month and a half of pent up.
And I was not in the right headspace.
No.
For me to handle no warm up, I have to be in the exact right headspace.
Yeah. And you weren't anywhere close.
Right. But I also was not communicating it. It wasn't like I said, Daddy, something's wrong. Daddy, I don't feel quite right. Mm-hmm. Daddy, this, you know, nothing. What I did was I put my face down in the bed, in my arms, and told myself, just endure it. It'll get good eventually. This is what you're supposed to be doing right now, so just do it. That's not really the attitude I want to approach kinky fuckery in.
No.
I'm just going to, like, grit my teeth and bear it.
And I was missing the cues, something terrible.
that bull charging after the cape thing.
And when I finally realized that something's not right here.
Yeah, I was not having at all the reaction I would normally have had.
My solution to it was to go into the toy bag and get her favorite paddle.
Which I was grateful for, because your hand was causing a freaking fire on my butt. I was like, why doesn't he love me? This hurts so bad. But I was also terrified that if I said anything, you have a look, and I don't know how other submissives are with their dominance, but I tend to be pretty in tune with your expressions and when you are disappointed or upset.
Okay.
And there is a way that your face and your body language changes when you're disappointed. Yes, that slump thing. Podcast listeners, you cannot see it. But it's a total slump, and his face falls, and sometimes his eyes roll, and you're not really an eye roller. That is definitely my purpose.
Oh, yeah.
But you do that, and your jaw clenches, and I was like, I couldn't bear it if I had to look at that reaction right now. I will just push through this. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It'll get good. But the further we went, even with my favorite paddle, which finally meant that it didn't hurt in this, like, ouch, why don't you love me kind of hurt, but more of a, oh, that's a soothing hurt. Which, that's when I knew something was really off with me, because that impact from that particular paddle is usually, like, it relaxes me. My body will just sink into the bed. And that is not what happened.
No, not at all.
And before the end of it, there was no sex, and I was crying.
Yeah.
So I actually wrote all about that on my personal blog. If anybody's interested, I'll link to it in the show notes later for podcast listeners. So that's kind of what made me think of this topic, because it proves that it doesn't matter how good your relationship is, how much you love one another, how well you know each other, you can definitely get out of sync.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of ironic to me, because here's what happened almost within, like, once we closed the door on our children and went goodbye for 3 weeks. He immediately became daddy again. I didn't have to call him Mr. John. I didn't have to, like, all weekend I'd had to call him John. I was like, oh, this is awful. I hate this. I don't want to call him John. But my mother was here, and I certainly wasn't calling him daddy in front of her. Even had to, we ended up getting into a conversation about my father, and this was before I knew John Brownstone, and he was daddy. When my father was, I called him daddy. And I've always said that if my father was still alive, we'd have had to find a different name for you, because that would have been weird. But he's been gone for 15 plus years. It's fine. So was even having a conversation with my mother, and I was saying the word daddy, and it was the wrong person, which also made it feel funny in my mouth. So all of that to say, kids are gone, we're alone. I was back into daddy this, daddy that. I was asking you a lot of questions. I was, what do you want, daddy, several times. And part of it was because I was tired, because y'all know me, I have an opinion. I always have an opinion. But many times, especially that day, I don't know if I did it on Tuesday, but definitely on Monday, you would ask me what I wanted. I'd go, whatever you want, daddy.
Yes,
and I meant that.
I was like,
just decide. I'm too tired to have an opinion.
And the other thing I've noticed, which you hadn't been doing for quite a while, is the last couple days you've been coming out to check on me in the shop.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. There's no reason why I wouldn't have, I shouldn't have done it before. But I think I'm just very conscious of the fact that it is just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
With the kids here, when I was working, I always had an ear out for one of them. Like, oh God, is somebody going to wake up? Do I need to hide my screen? Do I need to? And so,
yeah.
And So, I mean, that's not a good look for me to say that I wasn't paying any attention to you when the kids are around. That's not something to be proud of. But yeah, I have. But you know, and it is a little bit of, you know, what can I do for you? What do you need?
Right.
It's funny. I was very slow moving this morning, the day we're recording. And normally I'm like sitting at my desk by about 8 o'clock in the morning. It was closer to 9, and I was just making my first cup of coffee, which meant I was making your first iced coffee of the day of the three he's had. you actually came in like, where the hell are you? Where's my coffee?
Yeah.
Where are you? And I was doing it already. I didn't have to be reminded. I was just moving slow. And some days I have had, lately I've had to be reminded. In the past few days, we've been weird. Physically, we've been very much out of sync. But mentally and in the power exchange, that I think, and that's part of what I think might be helpful for people when they find themselves out of sync. If it is, especially from something like what we've been going through, where there's been a duration of time where you couldn't be your full selves together, I think there's a tendency to want to jump right in with both feet, go full force. And depending on how long it's been, for us, it's only been a few weeks. It's not been that long.
Right.
But it was long enough that we tried to do too much too soon.
Yeah.
And we threw ourselves off where, and I know why, and I know the urge other people would have, like, you get this finite amount of time to be together and you have to take advantage of it and you don't want to miss a second. But truly, I would rather have fewer really good kinky fuckery experiences than a whole bunch of kind of crappy ones.
Crappy ones, yes.
Like, give me two or three really good kinky scenes over the next couple weeks, and I'll be happy, as opposed to trying to do something every single day, even when I'm not ready, just because we're supposed to do it, because we have this time, we better take advantage of
well,
it.
Well, hopefully we will have that opportunity. This Friday, we're going to an event.
Yes, I have to go be social. Hopefully somebody I have known or met in the past will be there, and I'll feel less awkward. It's a rope function in the Gainesville area. For anybody near the Gainesville area that's into rope.
No, this is in Orlando.
I thought it was Gainesville.
No.
Where the hell are we going? It's Orlando. In the Orlando area. Who's into rope? Who knows me? please go be there because
I'm not at the woodshed.
Shit, I barely remember. You've got me trucking all over Central Florida. Sorry, y'all. I lied. It is not in Gainesville. It's in Orlando. It's at the woodshed. We'll actually get to be in the woodshed after dark, right?
Yeah.
I am right about that. Okay.
Yes.
I'm so confused. Orlando, woodshed, rope. I'm just getting in the car when he tells me to get in the car.
Well, they're doing the rope thing. They're having this rope workshop. And then after that, then the club is open for play.
Are we playing?
Maybe.
Okay, we're going to have to really work on being in sync.
I agree.
Actually, you know what? When we play publicly, though, you are very, very conscious of all of our steps that we have. And so you're not bull in China shop in the club. You are very deliberate and very focused and a little bit less like a kid on a sugar high. You just handed a baseball bat to. I love you, even though I don't know where we're going. Like I said, I'm just getting in the car when he tells me to.
We're going out to dinner.
We are
going to a rope workshop.
Okay.
And then hopefully maybe
then I'm gonna have to rethink my wardrobe, my outfit. Because I wasn't, so when we go to the club to play, I wear things that are the easy off kind of stuff, like I can just and be mostly naked. And yeah, no, I'll have to work on that. Anyway, see, y'all, this is a perfect example of how out of sync we are. Totally out of sync. The power exchange is doing well, though. The kinky fuckery is suffering. we will figure it out.
Yeah.
So what to do when it happens to you? So first of all, let's talk about the two sides that it can happen to, because I'm very conscious of being a submissive and it happening to me. And so for us, it's not been the power exchange. It's been the kink.
Right.
But it can happen in the power exchange. It has happened in the
power. It has happened.
I have looked at you and said, I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, as a submissive, there's some part of your submission that's not sitting well. It's not fitting right. You're not in the right headspace for it. And I have found that the more I force it, sometimes the worse it is. Sometimes there's like something that'll trigger getting back into it. Maybe it's a little bit of kinky fuckery. Maybe it's just a conversation. Maybe it's something I needed to say and I haven't. It could just be a couple of good nights sleep and then I'm ready
and
to
you're,
go.
And you're back on track.
Right.
Or either one of us is back on track. Yes.
And then we know what's happened to you. We've talked about it in past episodes. For you, it is usually during very high stress moments.
Correct.
Do you think that's because, okay, so I'm going to, it's going to be hard to say this and not sound like a total bitch. Because I don't want to generalize about anybody's submission or dominance.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking from personal experience. Even though being submissive comes naturally to me, it is an inherent part of who I am.
Right.
For me, primarily as a woman, but not necessarily, I almost had to rewire my brain to say, yes, you will serve this person, even though it fulfills me and it's exactly what I want to do, right? So when I get out of sync, I know a lot of times it's old stuff. It's the way I was raised. It's, you know, it's just the stuff that you can get over and you can get past eventually, but it never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you're supposed to be as a person, right? But as, and I say this primarily as a man, and because especially in men, a certain amount of dominance, it has been, maybe not now, but has been sort of culturally accepted. Do you imagine, gosh, it's hard because I want to be really inclusive, but
I'm sitting here waiting for this, like, what is she going to drop on me?
Say it the right way. do you find that it has to be something for you, like a period of really high stress, like illness or death or work? It's like something huge for you to not feel your dominant self, because you have a lot more freedom to be your dominant self and nobody's questioning you. Just kind of walk through life that way.
There are times, for the most part, and this was something I found, I came into realization a long time ago, and I found it very odd about myself. I thrive under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, deadlines and you know, anything like that, I am just like all over it. Bring it on.
Yep.
Okay.
Same.
And I will jump through hoops and I will do what needs to be done and I will bark out orders and...
Yes, he will. I can affirm. Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. But when things are happening that are actual full-on stress...
Usually the uncontrollable
kind. The uncontrollable kind. Health. Sickness. Taking care of somebody. Another good one was selling the condo.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had no control.
All right. Then, for me, it gets to a point that I feel like I'm juggling too many plates. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
Yeah. Can't catch them all. Something's going to drop.
Right.
And I mean, I remember years ago when your sister was sick and then when she died, you know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You said, I can't do it right now. I can't do it right now.
Right.
And it was one of those times where I didn't feel out of sync. He was very, and I think this is the difference. You said it very plainly. You could not do this right now.
Yeah.
And you didn't
I told her pretty much what I told her is I cannot handle one more thing at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
And no matter how naturally your dominance or your submission or your ability to switch comes to you, there comes a point where something's got to give and that might be it. And I didn't take that as a forever thing. I didn't panic. I understood exactly what situation we were in. And we weren't out of sync in that moment because he communicated with me. And then I went, okay. And then as the submissive, I took charge, which some people will not understand that statement, but some of you will.
Well, as a submissive, took charge because what you did was... You continued serving.
Right. I took care of things so you did not have to.
Right.
And that was actually a moment when we were not at all out of sync because we understood where each one was coming from.
Right.
And so I think that, one, dominants need to accept the fact that you can feel out of sync and you can have moments where, like, I can't handle it. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too much going on. And I think that we all, regardless of the side of the slash that we're on, have to... not panic when that happens. I know that I in the past have been this way. I know people now who are this way. You hear something like that. Somebody says in a moment of stress and strife and just there's a lot going on, I can't do this right now. And your immediate reaction is they've just said they're done. They can't do this forever and ever. And that might not be at all what they mean. They might mean in that moment, in that 30 seconds, in that day, Their role can't be a part of this right now.
Right.
So if you are ever confronted with that during a high stress period, try not to panic. Okay. Just kind of go, okay. And give them a little bit of space. When it's said in less high stress moments, try never to panic. That doesn't ever help, but it might mean something else. But yeah, I recognized that. I knew exactly what you were going through because we had been communicating, because I was aware, because I was in the loop on everything. And I really think that, like most problems that you will ever face in DS, the first issue is communication.
Yeah.
Because we were out of sync in kinky fuckery because I did not just speak up and go, something's not right, or, hey, daddy, I know we're supposed to get kinky tonight. And I hate to disappoint you, and it makes me feel really bad. But you know what? I'm so tired. Can we do something else? I could have said anything and avoided that entire situation.
And see, that brings up a good point because you as a submissive didn't want to disappoint.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was willing to go through hell even though I was crying. I was crying.
And you know, that's something that is said, but putting it into practice sometimes is not always that easy. Because, oh shoot, now I lost my train of thought.
I hate it when that happens. It happens to me too.
But, you know, you're so eager to serve, so willing to serve.
So happy it's finally here.
So happily it's finally here that you don't want to disappoint. And see the reality of what is actually going on.
Mm-hmm. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. You, So it's funny, when you and I are in sync, and when mm-hmm. you understand sort of the scope of what's happening and the place I'm in mentally or physically,
right.
you never give me that disappointed reaction. But when I catch you off guard, and you're not, and your head yeah. is like in something else entirely and is not completely with me,
mm-hmm.
that's when I get it. And what's funny is, in the light of day now, when I'm thinking back to Monday, if I had just let you see the weepiness that was under the surface,
yeah.
looked at you and shown you how tired I was, you would have been right there with me. Because you were just as tired.
And I was just as tired. And for me, I think because I was tired, we had had a weekend of people
people in our house
from morning till night, from early morning
hours
till bedtime,
yeah.
and there was like no chance to recuperate. For me, I was up at 3:45 Sunday morning as well.
Yeah, because you cooked.
Because I smoked a pork shoulder.
No, it's so good.
And it did come out good, but I had to be up.
Right, so you had two nights. So two. You know, I think part of that was I kind of expected you to go, baby girl, we're tired. Let's
yeah.
go to bed. And I abdicated my own responsibility in that moment because I was waiting mm-hmm. for you to be the one.
To say.
Because sometimes as a submissive, it's much easier to just let my dominant decide that we need to
yeah.
get some sleep. And then I can go, oh, we do. And inside I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which... it's okay some of the times, but when you get into that habit, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So the first thing always, the moment you can, you have to say something. I don't care what side mm-hmm. of the slash you're on. You have to say, my head's not in the right space. And that's not just on the physical. It is really imperative on the physical side because he wasn't reading my cues the way he normally does, he could have accidentally hurt me because I wasn't saying anything.
That's when accidents happen.
Yes. But it's just as important when you're in your power exchange. If something's going on, yeah, you know, dominants don't want to disappoint submissives. Submissives don't want to disappoint their dominants.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather have one evening of minor disappointment instead of whatever big blow up is going to happen between you because of a misunderstanding, and you might break somebody's trust. You
right.
might go too far and say something that you don't actually mean to say, or you don't mean it in that tone. I'm very leery of ever saying that you say something you don't mean, because if it comes out of your mouth, you meant it somewhere. That's just my Scorpio
yeah.
bitch opinion.
No. Once it's out, you can't take it back.
Well, that, and it came from somewhere. It's also
yeah.
like, I don't agree with the whole, I was just joking, or I wouldn't have said that if you hadn't hurt me. I got that from my ex. That's some bullshit. You thought it at some point, so you have said it, and now we have to
yeah.
live with it. So, you know, those kinds of, that... There's the side of being out of sync that just makes you go, fuck, we're not getting the kinky fuckery we want. Our power exchange is a little off. And then
mm-hmm.
there's the side of being out of sync where you are at completely different levels of expectations, of emotions, of what you think is happening in that moment, what you are capable of giving. And that is
right.
both sides. I mean, we do focus a lot on submissives because to serve somebody is to give a lot, but there's a massive responsibility on dominance
absolutely,
to be in control.
Absolutely.
And so if they're not feeling it, they need to have the freedom and the space to go, you know, it's been a hard day at work, or there's something going on, or I just need a good night's sleep,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, to suggest a kinder, gentler thing than maybe what you had planned, or to just be willing to change your plans. Because for us, It was about, we had it in our head that we were going to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was going to happen, and come hell or high water, we'd been without for all this time, we were going
right.
to do. And that was not what we needed. It was what we wanted. That was not
yeah.
at all what we needed. And
I think that the thing is for both of us, we both had a little bit of pent up.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the condo, while we never really... full-on played at night,
mm-hmm.
you always got your evening spanks.
Yes. They were so
right?
nice.
Because we were in a split floor plan. Boys were at one end of the condo. We were at the other.
Yep.
And I could at least give her a few good smacks.
Mm-hmm. And part of the but I don't think that has as much, that has almost nothing to do with a spanking or impact play. And it was just, mm-hmm. it was our routine. No matter what kind of day we were having at the end of the night,
right.
that was our moment.
It was a way that we connected yep. at the end of the day
yep.
before going to bed. And here, and we kind of knew it going into it. We didn't have much say in the matter, unfortunately. We can't even do that much.
No, right now. All of our kinky fuckery will have to be confined to when there are no kids in the house because of acoustics. So
when does school start?
August 12th. don't worry, I got that date memorized. Thank you very much. Yes, I might be working a lot of nights during the school year in order to get some playtime mm-hmm. during the day. But, you know, there's a lot about it that, you know, it's basic stuff, but we're not always thinking in terms of not being in sync because
yeah,
it's basic communication. Mm-hmm. It's being aware of what's going on with each other. So that goes back to communication as well. You have to talk about things. You have to talk about that you've got the shitty boss, and you've got to talk about how you've got this big project coming up, and you've got to talk about how maybe money is stressing you out. Maybe you're not married right. and living together. You can still certainly get out of sync. Because you're not sharing parts of your lives, or if you are sharing, your partner's not taking it in, not paying attention.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself out of sync, of course the first thing to do would be to have a conversation, but maybe you're not in a place right. yet. Maybe you've figured it out and you're not in the same room. You can't talk about it yet. You've got to wait. So, or you're just now going, wait, maybe we are out of sync. Maybe, what's going on? I would look at before you freak out and worry, because I know that for some people that is your default. I'm an anxious person. I understand. I would look at what's going on in each of your lives, right? So parents of small children, because I know you're out there because you talk to me and you message me. Mm. I'm just telling you, I promise they grow up. Okay.
Yeah.
You catch as catch can with that. When you can, you throw a child at a grandparent who's willing to watch them, or a teenager who will babysit for a couple hours or whatever, and get your time where you can. But it's just hard.
Yeah.
If you have health issues, I can't. I've had minor health issues and have only barely learned how to navigate that. For people with chronic health issues, I can only imagine the frustration, and probably are way better at navigating this than I am. But you have to find that way where you're, you know, hoping for a good day, or you're changing, you know, the expectations of what you can do. But those will be times, especially if one of you has a chronic condition and maybe the other one doesn't, or if one of you is newly injured and maybe is not a good patient. Yeah, those are fun times for everybody. Mm-hmm. We've both been there on both sides of that.
Yeah.
Whew. But look at what's going on in life before you freak out and go, oh no, the sky is falling, my relationship is doomed.
No, it's not.
Take a quick look at what's actually happening in your individual right. lives, and then your life together if you share a life.
And I mean, myself, Monday night, once I finally caught up to what was going on.
Once we finally communicated a little bit through tears.
Once we finally communicated a little bit.
Not my finest moment.
Well, not mine either, in all quite honest. You know, I realized we were both exhausted mm-hmm. and pretty much at the end of our rope. I gave her a little something to help her sleep.
It worked.
And it damn if it didn't work. She was out like a light.
Head hit the pillow and I was gone.
And I wasn't far behind.
No, we didn't even turn out the light that night.
No,
we have a whole routine in bed because of course we do with those type of people. None of it.
I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning with the table light on the nightstand.
I didn't move. I didn't hear it. Yeah. I don't know. I
turned it off and rolled back over. But the next morning, we both woke up with a better frame of mind.
I felt a little hungover, emotionally hungover. Yeah. Like I wasn't quite right. And today is better than yesterday. I'm hoping. Right. I'm hoping tomorrow is better than today.
Today. Oh, yeah.
But we are still, we're communicating.
We're communicating again. We started talking about things yesterday morning. And it wasn't just like a sit down and hash things out. Mm-hmm. But it's just been little drips and drabs mm-hmm. as we go. We've been talking it through. And then what I did too was I kind of stepped up taking charge a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like last night, we had something planned. We were going to sit down and I was going to do some grilling and cook here at the house. And I looked at her and I said, you know what, baby girl? I think we're going out for dinner tonight.
Yes.
I think neither one of us, I don't need to cook. You don't need to have any dishes to clean. I think you and I just need to go out, have a nice dinner, and relax and enjoy each other's company.
And then later that night, so we go and we have dinner.
Yeah.
And I asked, okay, I'm thinking I'd like to have this. And he's like, oh, that's a good idea. And we very much fell in that power exchange. And then, yeah. So then we had to run some errands because, good Lord, I feel like we're always running errands.
Know,
what
right?
The hell? And one of the places we ended up near a furniture store, and one of our future purchases is a new dining room table because our children are finally at that age where they don't spill everything. I'm spilling more than they're spilling. Whatever. Anyway, and there was a furniture store, and I was like, oh, well, they're usually really pushy in there, and I just don't have it in me to deal with a pushy salesperson. I would rather not go. And normally I could say that and be like, okay, we just won't go. And you were like, we're going to go. And if somebody's pushy, I'll push back. And I went, and I did my normal dithering, anxious self of, well, I don't like anything that feels like confrontation. He goes, well, you're not going to be confronting anybody. I'm like, I know, but I can't witness it either. It's very uncomfortable. True story. I don't even like watching confrontation. But we did. We walked in, yeah. And she tried. She tried really hard.
Oh, she did.
And what kills me is when we could have used her to ask a question, she went there. But he just went, nope, we're here to, and it was this sort of strong, like, run. I just sort of stood back and was like, I'm not making eye contact with anybody. I'm here to look for dining room tables. That's
like,
all.
Nope, we're here to look and right. See, get some ideas and see what we might
leave
be interested in,
was,
and that's
totally
all we're here for.
But you stepped up, and so here's the progression of this. So this all started mm-hmm. for us on Monday, right? And it went horribly wrong. And then we're slow. And our power exchange has been fine.
Yep.
So here's how I can tell when I'm not in the right place for whatever. When he's like, hey, you want to do this kinky thing? Like, not that I know what town I'm going to, but like go to a rope thing. When I'm not in the right headspace, my whole body rejects it. It's like, and I either have to force myself to go, yeah, I guess, okay, like swallow down whatever anxiety I'm feeling, or I just have to, I give him like puppy dog eyes, like, honey, I don't want to do that. And so the rope thing did take a couple weeks for me to go, yeah, we're going to the rope thing. I'm got an outfit in mind, right?
Just keep just slipping.
Yeah, not that I knew where we were going. But for more immediate, like what we're doing now, so spanking did not work out well at all the other night. Tuesday night, that was a really like short, almost normal one.
It was basically a normal night.
Right,
that
was good.
After we went out and did our dinner thing and our errands and our little window shopping, we came home and we sat next to each other. She watched her YouTube videos. I read and did some jigsaw puzzles, and that was how we spent our evening.
Yeah, it was very quiet. And then today, I don't even remember what time it was, but I'm like randomly like looking at my phone on the bed and paddle still out. And I got like an impromptu spanking.
Yeah.
There was no like kinky, like touching and sexy. And it was just this really matter of fact spanking, and it felt really good. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting to where I need to be. And then.
And I was watching, I was more aware of the cues this time. Okay. than I was Monday night. Because every once in a while, I would pause between hitting her with the paddle, and I would get that butt wiggle, and that butt wiggle is the indication. Don't stop.
Well, here's what's funny. I wasn't making any noises, and he's getting harder and harder. He's like, "Is this? Should I continue? Do you want this?" I'm like, "No, it feels good. It's just not an ouch. It's a this feels good. Yes, please don't stop." And the butt wiggle. And then this afternoon, I think it was.
Yes.
You suggested we do
something
tomorrow, and I can tell my head's in the right space because instead of thinking of this new thing because we've never done it before and going, I don't know. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm open to it and I'm ready for it. Whereas if you had said something on Monday, oh my gosh, I'd have been in a tizzy. I'd have been like, I don't know.
You'd been curled up in the corner.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I meant towards the beginning when I said it is a process and you have to give yourself that time and space. You know, instead of feeling so impatient that you're somehow going to miss something if you don't do it all right now or do it the very first opportunity you get, and give yourself the space to feel what you feel and to work through whatever's going on and to maybe have a conversation or to wait out whatever the life stressor is and find those opportunities in a more organic way, you're going to have a better experience because I promise you it is not quantity. It is quality.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I promise. Because all you need is one or two bad scenes to know that, no, a bad scene is very rarely worth it. Especially if you are dealing in heavy sensations or anything that has potential risk, which, spoiler alert, everything in BDSM has potential risk. Everything has a potential risk. So why force yourself when it... If you're ever in that situation when you're like, I just have to endure it, I just have to endure it, and you never get to that point where you go, oh, here's my tipping point. Yeah, I endured it long enough to be in that space.
Yeah.
And it's just this constant endurance, and you're miserable. What are you doing? Stop. Say something. Say something. Please say something. And that was my mistake. From the moment I realized that, I mean, even the sheets didn't feel good. Like, I was like, oh, I don't want this touching me. And I get it. My reaction is a very baby girl reaction. Whatever. I'll own it. And I was very whiny. I got hot out of nowhere. Like I said, it felt like a hot flash. So I'm sweaty and my legs cramping and my this hurts and my, but I didn't want, you know what I really didn't want? I didn't want you to accuse me of whining and being a whiny baby girl. Like, I normally don't give two shits if he calls me a whiny baby girl. I'm like, yeah, I own it. I'm a whiny baby girl. But I didn't want disappointment. I didn't want to be the one to call it off. And that was the mistake. And now that I've had that lesson, hopefully I will remember it in the future and get better at saying, things aren't quite right here. Can we modify?
Can we
do something different?
So,
the other thing I would say of what you can do, because sometimes things are out of sync and they're completely beyond your control. Maybe it is a chronic condition that you have to live with. Maybe it is ongoing outside stressors that you can't control when they stop and you just have to like ride that wave. The thing I would recommend, and we found it accidentally because the kinky fuckery was off, but the power exchange, we're right in line with one another. That was like putting on a comfy old sweater. It felt so good just to go, Daddy, what do you want? I just want to do what you want to do. It was so nice.
Yeah, it was.
So that's the thing I would probably recommend is where you are still in sync. If you might have to go find it. You might have to search for it. But where you can find those points of, okay, there we are. There's our DS. There's our kink. There's our whatever. Focus on those. You know, it's very easy to spend time thinking about what you don't have and what is not happening. But when you do that, sometimes you miss the good that is happening. And you miss the moments where you are sharing, you know, an exchange of some sort that can be fulfilling if you'd sort of give it a little bit of light and give it a little bit of room to grow and to go, oh, this is equally as important to that thing over there that I miss, because the thing you're missing, you're not going to get anytime soon. So you can spend all of your time miserable about the thing you don't have, or you can take a little bit of time out of your misery and go, but look at this thing I do have. And for me, that was the freedom to just say daddy and to ask you questions and to sort of soften. Like, we got two older kids, almost 14 and almost 10. I don't get to be soft very often, you know, like I gotta be a hard ass most of the time because they will just trample all over me if I'm not.
Run roughshod over you, yeah.
Right. There are certain times I can be like the soft, nice mom, but sometimes I gotta be a bitch. Yeah. And to have that opportunity to sort of let that go for a little bit, just a little bit. I don't need it gone forever. There will be a time in my life where it is gone forever and I might even miss it then, but you know, it's this break, that was easy to fall back into. And I am enjoying that. Yeah. I'm kind of enjoying the, ooh, let me hop up and go check on daddy. Ooh, let me go see what he needs. Oh, he asked me a question. We are more in sync with each other on that level. So he's working out in the shop today. And I know he's been putting tools together and he's got new tools and he's doing stuff. And I hear, it was really faint, but I heard him say, ouch. And at first I went, did I hear something? And then I wasn't sure. And then I went, I need need to go check. And I am the one who knew I heard him get hurt one time and stood at the door going, as long as there's no blood, I will come out. This time I was like slamming open the door going, are you okay? Right? Because I was more in tune with that. And with just that part of our relationship beyond the power exchange, I mean, that caring about your partner enough to go find out why they said ouch is not a submissive trait, okay? That's shouldn't have to be. But those are the places we're in sync right now. Mm-hmm. And over the past few days, we've grown more in sync on the kink and in sync in the kink.
In sync in the
kink. That should be like a, I've got, I can't think of the rapper in my head now, but Insane in the Membrane.
Yeah.
That's what's in my head now. Sorry, y'all. We're in sync in the kink. And that's been really nice to kind of, by the time we go to the rope thing, I might be like ready to strip naked in the woodshed and go beat my ass in front of all these people. You never know. I might be there.
True.
But if I'm not, what I'm going to do is go, Daddy, I'm not. I'm, you know, take me home. Let's go do this at home or let's do something else.
And see, that was the other thing too, that kept us in sync back in the old homestead is we knew we had that monthly ability to go to Phoenix.
Yeah. And during the day.
And during the day at
that. Blah, blah, blah. And we had a lot more control. And we may have that and we just don't know it yet.
True.
But we are still navigating all this. It's been a lot of changes. And it's so funny because I get annoyed with myself for finding myself frazzled with all these changes we've made in our life. Because I'm like, but we planned it. We asked for it. We wanted it. Yeah. What the hell am I complaining about? And I'm not complaining, but that is a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a huge upheaval in our life and we are still adjusting. And I think people don't give themselves the credit for going through those things. We try to tell ourselves, well, yeah, but my boss is always an asshole. Yeah, but sometimes they're a special kind of asshole and it's worse than normal, right? Or, well, I always have something going on with, you know, my college education. Yeah, but finals suck. Like there are moments that are just a little bit worse. Or sometimes it's your mental health and everything else is fine and you're not. And that's, you don't need to apologize that away. That is an authentic part of who you are. And it's something you have to grapple with. So when nothing else is going on and my anxiety hits, I've got to just like go, nothing is really going on. It's my head, but that is an authentic part of this. And I have to now speak up and I now have to like ride the wave of this and get through it and get to the other side. And then we can go back to our normal way of doing things. Yeah. And I'm not the only one. You're not the only one. We all go through some level of that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you are married and living together or if you're long distance. It happens to all of us. And the best thing we can do is to forgive ourselves and to talk to each other. And when your partner comes to you and says, I got some stuff going on and I'm feeling kind of off and things aren't feeling right with me, try not to give them whatever your disappointment tell is. Do your best, because I will tell you that's the worst. That's the thing I'm avoiding. I don't want to disappoint John Brownstone. And I also don't want to see that he's disappointed. I want him to fake it for me.
Well, I think that goes both ways, because in a sense, I didn't want to disappoint you either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had both been talking about this for so long. This was like the light at the end of the tunnel that we were arriving at, you know, after that long dry period. And, you know, I wanted you to.
And what's funny is if we had just said, things feel weird, or I'm just really tired. And here's the thing, and I think this does happen with more long-term DS relationships than newer relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The better you get at communication and the longer you've been doing this and the more you know each other, especially when you have a really good deep connection, a lot of trust, a lot of times you really are thinking the same thing. You'll just convince yourself that it's just you. And it most likely isn't. You might use different words. You might come at it from two different sides. Like I would have been like, nothing feels right and I'm tired. Yeah. And he would have been like, I'm coming at this too strong. This isn't right either. Like we would have seen it from different viewpoints, but we would have been at the same place of, we just need a night off. We just need to go to sleep. We'll try this again tomorrow.
Right.
So And one conversation would have solved it.
Yep.
So I guess mostly I always want to normalize the things that a lot of people consider could be, you know, a really big, huge problem in their relationship. Like there are some really big, huge problems in your relationship, and there are certainly red flags, and there's certainly bad behavior, and there's yes. But some of these things are just the part of having a relationship with another human being. I don't care if it's romantic or sexual or what it is. When you are in close proximity with another human being and you're exchanging energy with them, like you're giving and receiving something that you both need, you're doing this together, these moments are going to happen. There are going to be moments you're bored. There are going to be moments you start looking around like, oh, well, couldn't we do something different? There are going to be moments you're going to question every part of who you are. Like those moments are going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's part of living life. And you know, when it happens, what you do about it is between you and your partner, and it's up to you, and it's based on where you're going in life and what you want and all of those things. But the biggest thing to me is that it is a normal part of life. Yeah. And that stuff doesn't stop just because now you're kinky. Like, I mean, if I could, like, I feel like I need to get it tattooed on my boobs or something. That kink does not fix every problem you've ever had.
No, it doesn't. And that's a big misconception a lot of people have. It is not a miracle cure. It is not a Band-Aid. If you are having problems with communication and you want to get into kink, you need to fix the communication problems first.
Please.
And yeah. Please. Otherwise, things are just going to go downhill even quicker.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there are people who use DS to fix their communication problems, but you both have to recognize that that's an important factor and then work on it together.
Right.
So there's a lot in there. And yeah. If you get out of sync with your partner of they're feeling dominant and you're not feeling submissive, or you're not feeling dominant and they're like on their knees naked at your feet and you're like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? Like, it happens.
Yeah.
But spend some time thinking about it. You get a little introspective. Mm-hmm. That's my other jam. I would like everybody to be more introspective. I just think you don't have to be an introvert and you don't have to be like a deep thinker who's always stuck in your head. I just think the world might be a little bit better if everybody took like a couple minutes a day and just went internal for a little bit, just a little bit. And then talk about it and then look at life and get realistic. And I can't believe I'm going to say this because it's so off brand for this particular baby girl. If more people would be patient. I know. I said the P word. I know.
Hair frozen over?
You know, I gave advice to somebody else the other day. It was very vanilla. And that was what I told him he needed to do, was be patient.
Wow.
I know. You're rubbing off on me.
Good.
Or I'm getting old, which is also probably true. My next birthday, I hit a new decade where I'm, officially invisible to most people at a certain age.
Don't even talk to me about it. You know what?
You're not invisible. Those little subbies, baby girls, littles, and every other kind of submissive just throw themselves at you. You are not invisible.
Okay, anyway, are we good?
Vaguely. We do have a bonus section.
Yes.
We do have mail that I will go off camera and go grab because I was derelict in my duty to, like,
I was wondering about that. I was going to say something.
So we are going to have a bonus section and I'll...
All right, well, don't run away.
I know, go. I'm not. I know how we do this. Okay. I don't have to be reminded how we close the show.
Oh.
Only you have to be reminded. I'll pay for that later, too.
Yeah, you will, baby girl. Yeah, you will.
I love you, Daddy. I love you so much. You're my favorite daddy.
Oh, how many daddies do you have?
Well, if you can see my DMs. Lord, for podcast listeners, a big ass eye roll in that, y'all. Big ol' eye roll. Okay,
anyway,
yes.
Anyway, so are we good?
Vaguely.
All right.
Keep it kinky, y'all. And we'll see you next week. And I'm going to go get the mail.
All right. I got to read those little tiny numbers. Anyway... Wow, this is a little different. Her not here begging to talk to the crickets. I have the crickets. So it's been an interesting week. And oddly enough, I've been sitting here, you know, talking to y'all, and I get a corner view of the dog in his bed. And I am very jealous of that dog. He is just like sprawled in that bed, just totally relaxed.
He's almost 15, 14. He's old.
He's going on 15 this year.
He is old, yeah, and he is a chill old dude, and he has no time for any of us.
And he has no fucks to give.
No fucks to give.
No.
But he is, so he's Min Pin and Chihuahua mix. More Min Pin than Chihuahua. He's all leg. All ear and all leg.
Right.
And if he was willing to, like, for YouTube watchers, if he was willing to come on camera, I'd show him to you. He has no fucks to give. He's not going to do that. But he does get trembly when he gets nervous.
Yes.
And storms make him nervous. Mm-hmm. He will either hide under the bed, or he will sit on top of me, which is what he did today when we didn't get any of the rain that was clearly out there somewhere, but we heard all the thunder, and he was just trembling from head to toe. He is our best good boy. We love him. Also, we might have to implement a no pants thing for recording podcasts. So we bump the air so we don't have to, there's a little bit less noise that might get picked up by the mics. Well, I am sweating through my clothing right now. It is not sexy.
I'm sorry.
Like, I want to take it all off. And I put on a bra for the YouTube
watchers. This is not that kind of show.
I know. Well, I know. I know. So here's what's funny. So for anybody who is a fan of YouTube, I know you've heard people talk about, ooh, monetized videos, demonetized videos. We are on the cusp of getting monetized as a channel. We've met all the thresholds. I am convinced not a single video will be monetized. When you have a name like Loving BDSM, they're not going to monetize shit. So I'm not exactly looking at YouTube like a moneymaker.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, well, maybe a handful of videos might get monetized. So no, there will be no nudity on the YouTube videos. But if we were just podcasting, nobody would know we're naked. Except I would tell everybody, because of course I would.
Now, if we had a RedTube channel, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know. But I'm sure there's some people out there who would watch me talk while I'm naked. But you'd also have to watch me pull my boobs up to deal with the boob sweat. And I don't know how sexy that is to anybody. I don't want to know. It's not an invitation for anybody to tell me whether they found that sexy or not. Okay. Let's see. I want to make sure we get our Patreon shout out done for this episode.
Go ahead.
What? You had a thought. Your thought train derailed earlier.
Go, girl.
Yes, daddy. So Patreon shout out to Lorana, Kalina, Jay, Conduit of Queerness Itself, and Laura and James, who I have confirmed now three times that I'm saying that right. Oh, I like to think I'm an intelligent human being. And then I do things like I don't, dates are very difficult, as are times and names. And I feel like shit every time. I think if I had stayed in academics when I was in college 100 years ago, all my professors were like, you're not going to go get your master's? You're not going to go and get a PhD? Like, no, I'm not. They're like, please stay in school. No, I'm done. But if I had, I would be one of those types of professors who, like, wouldn't know what day it is. Just wouldn't know. I totally would be. I know I would be. Okay, so you had a train of thought. I do have mail, but you had a train of thought.
Well, I was just going to say, Ben made a comment in regards to patience about seeing Satan strapping on ice skates. Yeah.
Well, as hot as it's been, I think Satan's out full force just walking around spreading heat around. Lord. Okay, so we did get mail.
Yes.
And we got it from the UK, from somebody we know in real life.
Yes, we've met her.
That would be Quinn Rhodes. She is an amazing sex blogger, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh my God, her smut is so good. Like, I'm like, that's not a kink of mine, but I could be tempted now.
Right.
Like, some really, if you are into a lot of power exchange kink, degradation and humiliation,
she's got it.
So her website is on queer. Q-U-E-E-R, street, on Queer Street, Quinn Rhodes, OMG. So she sent us a card. Mm-hmm. I took a picture. I did get this up on Instagram for podcast viewers who follow us on Instagram when it came in.
Okay.
Right. So I don't have to remember to take the picture of this
one. Right.
God, y'all. But I love this card because the front says, everything is under control-ish. And that's
accurate. Pretty much summed it up.
That's accurate. So a sweet card that she said to the fabulous. We can debate that. Kayla, I've had this card to give you since before Eroticon. We saw her at Eroticon. Mm-hmm. But I forgot to bring it to London. So she sent it to say, congratulations on her move. Thank you. Hope everything is under control-ish for you right now, and you're recovering from all the stress. Hugs from the UK. Quinn. Thank you, Quinn. My life is stress. I don't, like, the moment I get through one stress, I invent a new one. So, I know. It will just, everything will always be under control-ish for me. But thank you for the card. We love, love, love getting mail. I legit love getting mail. I am a baby girl. Y'all are gonna... I'm such a baby girl about mail. And I will admit it. I know who and what I am. I ordered... So I signed up for a monthly lingerie thing called Adore Me. I'm loving it so far. I'm about to get my second box. And I ordered a dress from, I think it's called Fashion to Fabulous. I can't remember. But it's there for, if you are a size, US size 12 and up, they're primarily for you. And I'm like a 12, like I'm between 12 and 14. So it's mostly plus size. I learned very quickly that their dresses are meant for bigger boob chicks than me, but that's fine. Anyway, I ordered stuff online, bought myself something pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful dress.
Thank you. I'll be wearing it when we go out for your birthday. I will be. I've already told you that. I modeled it for you. Anyway, this has nothing to do with that. When I placed the order, I sent it to Kayla Lourdes at the P.O. Box instead of legal name here at our home address. I was like, nope, I wanted to go to the P.O. Box. I was feeling very baby girl when I placed those orders.
You were.
Very, very baby girl. You were. And I felt very baby girl when they came. Of course, my first Adore Me box, it says Adore Me on the box, came with the name Kayla Lourdes on it. And we had the kids with us, and they're like, what's that? Don't look at that. It doesn't matter. Put that away so nobody can see. Not explaining anything. And the oldest one thinks we are just full of debauchery and sin. Anyways, like, is that what I think it is? I assure you, it is in no way what you think it is. Because he cannot conceive of the fact that I would have a bra and panties in a box like that. No. He was thinking sex toy or something, but no. It's new bra and panties. So I've had a couple of things on my mind that normally we would leave for the kinky patron bonus section because it's kind of a businessy thing, but it's really a social thing.
Okay.
So I want to throw it out there. I tried to post something on Instagram in our Instagram story today at that handle I hate, loving DS and the number one, loving DS one. And Instagram's been down all day, so I don't know if anybody's even seen it. But I've been wondering if we want to, you and I even want to, and if anybody would even be interested, if we, because we have our own personal kinky Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
And I take butt selfies and I show off my panties and my underwear there. That's what I do. You do other things. You've been showing off your underwear lately at yours too.
Yeah.
But I wondered if there'd be any interest for people who are on Instagram if we, one, did live a little bit more often, and two, if we shared individual things. Like, every time you see a picture, it's the two of us. I mean, that because it's the loving BDSM.
Just the two of us.
Oh, so who's singing now?
All right.
Right? Who's singing now? But, you know, because I thought, well, I don't, because on my Kinky Kayla Lourdes Instagram, I don't really show off my baby girl side. I show off my sex blogger side, which isn't always the same as my baby girl side. My baby girl side is very much a DS thing for me. And I don't do much with DS on the, I don't know why. It does feel like having a lot of personalities, just so you know. But I was like, well, would anybody who follows us as a couple, as a channel, want to see baby girl stuff? Would they want to see daddy dom stuff? I don't know. But in Instagram, it feels easier to do that because it's about the picture or it's about the Instagram story. Whereas it's harder to do in Twitter, especially since I'm so active on my personal Twitter account. Yeah. Like, anything I want to say on Twitter from me personally is gonna come out through that Twitter account. But I wondered, so if anybody's got any opinions, feel free to let us know. Because I'm, you know, there are things we could do on Instagram to like talk to more people and hang out with more folks and, you know, and I do kind of, I'm kind of getting antsy and for like a way to like express my baby girl self in a more fully or in some sort of way on social media. And for whatever reason, I don't do it. And I don't have any interest in doing it as Kinky Kayla Lourdes. But if you like panties and butts and thick thighs, that's the place to be. Because I do a lot of butt selfies. I don't know how much y'all want to know, because it's a little bit past like having coffee or sitting around the kitchen table together to talk about my underwear. But in our DS, you pick my panties. If you don't pick my panties, I don't wear any panties.
That's true.
You had a very good time the other day having me wear a dress and no panties.
That's right.
Like, oh. And one time that won't fly is if like we're with the kids or my mom's already like, yeah, you can have panties. But so here's not, but I take a lot of butt selfies for my personal Instagram.
You do.
And I have gotten a little like, you keep picking out the same pair of panties. I can't take another selfie with those. My feet, people are going to think I only have one pair of underwear. And you know what? So, yeah.
Well, I did say the other day that we kind of need to go through your drawer.
Yeah, there's some stuff that needs to go.
And weed some stuff out and see what else. Because there is stuff that's probably found its way to the back of the drawer that hasn't seen the light of day in a while.
And there's some things that... there's something you pulled out for me to wear, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And I was like, well, if that's what you want me to wear. Like, I don't like it. There's a reason it's at the bottom of the drawer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And my Instagram,
You have been sharing yourself in boxers.
I have been sharing myself in my boxers.
Sexy, and, too. You take good selfies like that.
And, you know, coffee stuff.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I don't know. Like, Kinky Kayla Lourdes is just butt selfies. I don't know what's happened there.
But that's you.
That is part of me. Well, and I did for the month of June. So, Hannah Witten, amazing YouTuber. I need to order her books. One I can get in the U.S. One I cannot. I'd have to do a special ordery kind of thing. But I want to read her books. She did on Instagram, she did a prompt for the month, every day, a different prompt for June. She called it Dear June. And her book came out in June, and so that was part of it. And she wanted to do like a community thing with her followers. And so I joined in on that. And I didn't post every day, but nearly every day I posted something. And that was a time when I didn't post just butt selfies. But I did notice that the butt selfies got way more attention than the not butt selfies, lots of butts there. I did try to like do micro blog something about that prompt each day, even if it was just like a picture of my laptop. But yeah, I'm here for the butt selfies. Apparently, I like my butt. It took me a long time to get to that point. Now I like my butt at certain angles. There are some angles I'm like, ooh, no.
It's a very nice butt.
Thank you. You are a little biased.
Probably, but I don't care.
I don't care either. I don't care. and we are still up in the air about the gym.
Yeah.
I reconfigured my entire schedule and found a spot where I could go to a gym 5 days a week. I did. Yeah. I don't know why. So, yeah. And Ben had not. I'm assuming... In the live chat for YouTube, Ben said he hadn't heard, I'm assuming, of Hannah Witten until she did a video with Tom Scott, who I've heard that name and I don't know that YouTuber.
Doesn't ring a bell.
And her accent is hella cute.
Yeah.
She's British, y'all. If you have not watched a Hannah Witten video, I highly recommend it.
Anytime she's watching a Hannah Witten video, my ears always kind of perk up.
And I'm giggle snorting at things she says. When she says tits, I don't know. I think it's the British accent. There's certain words I love when people with British accents.
I have always had a thing for British accents. I think they're just spectacular.
Yeah. Well, and so there's British accent, love a good Irish accent, love a good Scottish accent. I will admit sometimes I can't understand what somebody with a Scottish accent is saying. Also with an Irish accent, I can't always understand. But I do like those accents.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd watch Outlander more. Haven't seen it since like halfway through the first season.
I know.
So we have we've totally derailed. We're just talking to hear ourselves talk at this point. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
We have the freedom. I'm sweating under these lights, though.
I know.
I don't know if the sheen is coming through on the, for anybody watching
bright
the
lights and city nights,
video.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I know. You know, then I was feeling like kind of bleh earlier today. I have, I know I'm going through burnout on some of my work. Not my blogging stuff, not at all my blogging stuff, but the problem is the way I work, that any burnout I feel feeds into my blogging stuff. But this is the kind of stuff I wish I could just sit and do. This is what I love, having conversations. And if we could be in a place where there could be more of a back and forth, that would be amazing. If I could have more opportunities to just talk. So far, though, me just talking to people and saying what I think has not started paying the bills yet. So I have to keep doing what pays the bills.
I know.
But I would do some version of this all the time if I could. Because this is probably the most, as much pressure as I personally feel to like not completely fuck up on camera or with our, while we're recording audio, and to, you know, make sure that we're inclusive and we're representative of, you know, the different styles and the different ways there are to be kinky. Like, there's a lot of pressure on that. And then, of course, I want to add value to people's lives and not just, you know, sit around my finger up my ass just saying whatever. I mean, this is just where I am the most comfortable and relaxed. And if I could do it all day, I would. I cannot yet. Maybe someday. So,
Jennifer and Ben mentioned Discord.
Yeah, I thought of Discord for something else. What was the reason somebody advised against it? I think it was, there was some reason.
Is it Dom Signs?
Yeah, it probably was Dom Signs. He cautioned against it. I can't remember why. I'd have to ask him again. He wasn't like, you should never do it. That's not how he is. But he had said something that made me go, okay, good food for thought.
But I know Discord has come up
Number
of times in other,
and I had considered it for some stuff.
And that
might be the next evolution, to spend more time chatting. So yeah, that's us. Eventually we have to stop recording.
I know.
But our next for YouTube watchers, our next video is a toy review of a toy that hasn't even launched yet. Like, we are going to make the video and then we're going to wait until we get the official cue that we're allowed to put it out. And it is a toy for me, and it is one of my new favorites, and I'm very excited. Very excited.
You are.
I know. We've used it two or three times
now. Yes.
And normally I play with a toy once, I get a sexy story out of it, or I don't, and then we talk about it. And I'm like, I'm like, no, we're going to use that toy. I want to use that toy tonight, Daddy. Let's use that toy.
This is one of the night. This has been given the honor of the nightstand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it has. So, yeah. So, just doing our thing, as always.
Yeah. I mean, I've pretty much just been shopping it.
Yeah, you've been working. You've been making pretty things. You've been making kinky things. You're making all kinds of things. We're going to test one of your kinky things.
Tomorrow.
And then we can talk about it.
Yes.
Because then we'll know.
Yeah. And I've made completed two prototypes at this point.
Yes, and we haven't tested
one
yet.
And haven't tested it yet, but I'll be popping some pictures of the finished product up on Patreon.
Yeah, we start with Patreon first.
Yep.
And then once we're like ready, then of course everybody gets it. Because I have no problem with the idea that people might get early access or a little bit of extra for their money. But I'm more of a, how much can we put out into the world?
Yeah.
Like, I would record. I would do, if I honestly thought we could do shorter live streams, I would do more than one live stream on YouTube.
You talk too much.
I do. I have so much to say. I've been that way my whole life.
I know.
You can tell when my mental health is like in the shit. Like, just, I almost said shitter, and I realized that. I think that's a really country expression. It's not one you hear very often. My whole life I heard it, but not everybody is that country. When it's really bad, I have nothing to say. I don't want to talk. But yeah, I would record shorter podcast episodes. Like, I always this long one because this is our big conversation, but I would do mini podcast episodes to put more of those out. I would do, if I thought we could get away with it, not get away with it, but like could achieve it, I would do short live streams. I would do stuff on Instagram. I would, the one place I wouldn't do it, big old fuck them, is Facebook. And Instagram is owned by Facebook. They are one and the same. But for right now, I find Instagram much more pleasant than Facebook.
Yes, I do too.
Much more pleasant.
Yeah.
So. Right. Okay, so we have to be done for this recording.
Uh-huh.
People already have to listen to it in shifts or watch it in shifts, but that's who we are. Oh, good. Ben apparently used that expression in the shitter.
Okay.
All right. Thank all you. Right. I'm not alone. Okay. I'm telling you, anybody who was raised by and this is not Southern, this is country, rural, will likely have heard that expression at least some points, but I'm sure other parts of the country use it too. That's been my experience, is very country people. Very country people. You desperately, he's pointing, y'all, podcast listeners cannot
look
see,
at it from this side.
And even the video, YouTube watchers cannot see, he's pointing at his sad office chair. How long have you had this office chair? 20 years?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, it's threadbare. He needs a new one. He needs a new one. We've said, I know. Mine's like 2 years old and I already need a new one. Because mine was a cheap one, apparently. It was not built to last.
Apparently it's popular. Catherine used it too.
Good. So maybe I'll just say in the shitter more often. That's a very crude way of saying things. But it works. To anybody who is not American, if you have an equivalent expression that is not either an equivalent expression or if you use that expression, please let us know. I would like to know. I'm always fascinated. I like hearing... people say words in their accent. Like at Eroticon a few times, I've walked through going, just say condom. And of course the Brits don't say condom. I can't say it the way they say it. I'll fuck it up. Molly Moore is always like, you want me to say what? I want you to say condom. And so she obliges because she thinks I'm daft. And
you are.
And I get a good giggle out of it. And when Hannah Witten says tits, I giggle snort. I don't know why.
Well, just like people want to hear you say lube.
Lube. Yes, I've not said lube in a while. Anyway, we have to stop
talking. Yes, we do. We need to go.
All night, y'all. It's so bad.
We need to go.
Okay, we love you guys.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything.
It's been great.
Thank you for
love
listening.
Having you here.
Thank
watching.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of this craziness with us. Thank you for recommending us to your friends who then remain friends with you after they find us, because I know that the first time somebody comes across one of these episodes, you're like, what the fuck have we found? And thank you to everybody who's told me recently that you've gone back through our now 179
episode
archive and listened or watched everything you could. What? Thank you. Thank you to just... Thank you. I love you guys.
You're great.
Even when I'm having a bad day, like, y'all make it a good day. You just do.
Mm-hmm.
So, bye.
Bye.